an iron stove or similar. Similar item. You would take your pipe to a flue. Of course, if you were out camping at night, you had it to protect it some way against heating in a fire. You might just run a stovepipe out of a tin. And these youngsters down here at that house, they took out a window pane and ran it through the window and then turned it up right under the eaves of the house. And most flues, not all of them, but most flues around here would have hangers too. They iron hangers usually that you set your flue on.
Okay. How about what do you call a small vehicle used to carry bricks or mixed cement in? It has one wheel in the front and two.
I guess you're talking about a wheelbarrow.
Any other names you might have for those?
Not where we would say a barrel, but ordinarily they put the wheel with it.
Okay. What's the implement that you use to sharpen a scythe with?
Well, we use two or three things. We sometimes use a heavy file, steel file, and sometimes we'd use a whetstone, or they now have on the market, you know, and that's really a whetstone itself, but it's called by some other name too. You have a handle on it, and it's a carborundum stone.
Oh, yes.
I use that a good bit now.
Are those any better than they
have? Well, the old whetstone, like Papa used to use, it was mighty good, but you run some risk if you should slip on a sharp blade. And that carborundum stone with a handle, if you have any caution, any sense at all, you don't run any danger of slicing part of your hand, though.
How about the kind of sharpening device that has, it's a wheel, and sometimes has a pedal or a handle that you turn and use with the knives?
Yeah, well, we've got the grindstone, and we also have the emery wheel. Emery. We've got them both down at the museum.
Did you ever have any of those on the farm?
We not the emery wheel. That's a fairly modern thing for our area. I'm sure a few machinists and machine shops must have had them, but we always used a grindstone.
Okay. If something's squeaking, like a mm-hmm. wheel on my, if something's squeaking, I had to take it down to a filling station. He'd have to take one of his lubricating thing, and he would do what with that car?
Well, we'd use it, say, alamide.
Alamide?
Mm.
Would you ever use the other term?
Grease it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And
or you might say oil it, depending on what was squeaking. If the springs were squeaking, he'd probably spray on oil.
Okay. What is it used to burn in lamps?
Well, we burn kerosene.
Okay, any other names that you might use for kerosene?
Well, coal oil is about the only other thing I think of.
Okay, have you ever heard of a makeshift lamp that might be made out of a bottle, maybe a rag out of the top?
I've seen it. This is what we would call it, makeshift, but I never heard it.
Never had a proper name used for it?
No.
You ever heard the term flambeau?
Yeah, sure, but flambeau, well, I guess it's from kerosene too, isn't it? Yeah, we're quite familiar with the flambeau.
Okay, how would you make a flambeau? The same way?
Well, Sally's father was a railroad man. In fact, the whole family were either doctors or railroad men. And they had a standard piece of equipment with a heavy wick that they put into it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it regular, like a commercial flambeau?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.